Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is being brought to you by Social Joey, VetFran, and the 2019 IFE. Be a part of the event franchisors call, completely different from any other show. The International Franchise Expo has been connecting franchise brands with prospective franchisees, master licensees, and multi-unit owners for over 25 years. Meet qualified attendees not only from the tri-state area, but from every state and over 80 countries who are serious about opening a franchise. Visit ifeinfo.com or email info@ifeinfo.com. And we look forward to seeing all of you geeks next week at the IFE, May 30th through June 1st at the Javits Center in New York City. Okay, geeks, today's guest is Angela Pauls, here to discuss some push marketing, some pull marketing, and lots of other things in the franchise space. Angela is the chief marketing officer at Buzz Franchise Brands and is responsible for marketing several brands under the Buzz umbrella. And she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks, Jack. Great to be here.
So we want to dive into lots of things about push and pull marketing and some things happening at Buzz. But first, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Well, I've been in marketing and advertising pretty much my entire career. I think I always knew I wanted to be at that intersection of business and people. So I started in the ad agency world, learned a ton doing that. It was a great start. And then I moved into corporate marketing, a role actually for my alma mater, which is the University of Texas at Austin. So if we have any Longhorn fans out there, then hook 'em horn. And actually around the same time that I was working for the university, I also had co-founded a coffee shop in Austin, which I ran for several years and which still exists today, but under different ownership. So that was sort of my foray into the entrepreneurial space as well. So eventually I moved to Virginia and found my way into the franchising world with the launch of Mosquito Joe and Buzz Franchise Brands, and really found that it was the perfect intersection of my, you know, passion for marketing and then also my entrepreneurial background. So when I started with the company back in 2012, there were just 5 employees who had been basically tasked with franchising a local mosquito control company. And over the next 6 years, that company grew to over 350 locations sold across 34 states and is now a really well-known brand, Mosquito Joe.
Wow, that's a lot of growth in a short amount of time, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, the incredible lessons and learning and growth that came during that period was just a fantastic deep dive into everything about franchising and the marketing side of franchising. So, I mean, our company has certainly evolved in many ways since 2012. And I've been really lucky to have been in it from the beginning, marketing our brands and continuing to market with Pool Scouts is a pool cleaning brand that we have, and Home Clean Heroes is a residential cleaning brand. And then just sort of hot off the press within the last couple of weeks, we also acquired British Swim School, which is obviously a swim lesson brand.
Yeah, yeah, great brand as well. Very cool. I love that you started your career owning a coffee house in Austin, Texas, of all places, because that's got to give you a lot of firsthand experience when you're working with franchisees about local marketing, that you've actually been a small business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of going through what, you know, what they all go through, the stresses of getting things launched, but also the really, I mean, I think the difference between being part of a franchise and being just a entrepreneurial business owner from the outside of the franchise space, you know, I really was having to figure everything out on my own. I didn't have any of the traditional you know, corporate team, if you will, to help support me or to help, you know, help me let me pick their brain to get different ideas or to learn what was working for other people. I really was out there just having to figure it all out as I went. And that was, you know, an incredible learning experience for me. And I think a lot of that I can take to the franchisees and just conversations with them. And even if we're not talking directly about that, just knowing in my head and having been there, understanding the emotions that they're going through and that sort of thing as well.
I think that could be a new rule for all marketing people in the franchise space. You have to go out and own your own business for a couple of years to get some good street credibility and experience built up so you can speak intelligently to franchisees about these things.
Yeah, I like that. It's sort of like how they say everybody should have to work in a restaurant at some point, serving, being a server.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to go run a business before you can be part of a franchisor.
Very cool. You know, in a lot of franchise systems, we see marketing leaders who are either experienced in, you know, traditional marketing and advertising, or they're really great at digital marketing, but probably not really experienced or really successful at both. But you seem to be driving in both of these lanes. Tell us about that.
Well, I think part of it goes back to that experience of being in a situation where I really did have to do everything myself and figure it out myself. And I'm okay with that because I'm a very curious person and I love learning about all types of marketing. But I think I've also had the pleasure of doing advertising and marketing across a variety of industries. And my career and my different roles has largely grown along with the digital landscape over the past 15 years. So, you know, a lot of the new technologies and stuff that have come along, it's just my curiosity. I want to know about them and I want to make sure I'm smart in them as well, because I think it makes me a better leader to my team and a better resource to our franchisees to be as well-rounded as possible. But I do think also, you know, traditional and digital marketing are both really important. When you're working in smaller growing companies or with smaller budgets even, you really have to have a handle on both. I think one of the early basic marketing principles that really hasn't changed over the course of my career is, you know, what's called the rule of seven, which is, you know, the fact that you have to touch a consumer or expose them to your message or your brand seven times before they take action. And I think people now say maybe it's the rule of 10, maybe it's the rule of 13. We've got all this crazy media consumption now.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. But I think the premise is the same, that, you know, you really have to have that exposure. And in order to successfully do that, you need to be combining traditional and digital. So, you know, someone's hearing about your brand from a friend who's talking about their experience with you. And then a week later, they see a vehicle on the road that's branded with your, you know, message, or they go online and do a search and end up at your website, but maybe they don't convert right away. So now we're retargeting them with ads and getting another exposure and sending them a postcard in the mail. I mean, it's really kind of continuing to go after them and to kind of combine what you mentioned earlier, which is really just the push and the pull of marketing. You know, we want to build awareness and be out there and just be exposing people to our messaging. And then we also want to have more the lead gen, the kind of pulling tactics of people who are actively looking out there. We want to make sure we are in all the places that they're actively looking when they know they need us, but also being in some of the more subtle places for the people who may not yet know that they need us, but that we could really provide a valuable service for.
I think it's those subtle places that a lot of the brands I see in franchising right now, I think that's the area that they are missing, or maybe they've decided to pull some budget from that to focus on lead generation. You know, we've gotten so used to big data being our friend and being able to, you know, prove the ROI of every dollar spent on a number of clicks or something like that. And there's maybe not enough of that nuance happening for those people who might not be aware of your brand yet. Do you see anything like that these days?
Definitely. It's definitely harder for people to grasp the concept of, you know, an awareness campaign where there's there's not necessarily a direct measurement to go to tell them that someone saw something. And even, you know, whether it's in our franchise development marketing or our consumer marketing, it's really when you get out there and you talk to your customers or your franchisees that you get a lot more insight into the impact that some of those awareness mechanisms had on them that you otherwise didn't know, because all you knew was, you know, that last click that before they filled out the form on your website or whatever it was, you know, and you put all the weight into that lead gen tactic being the thing that made the difference, when, you know, you didn't realize that, oh, well, yeah, they had gotten your postcard, or they had, you know, seen your display ad on Facebook or whatever it may have been. I always think it's interesting when I'm in conversations with people where I ask them how they heard about us. We'll do that a lot of time with Decision Day candidates, you know, mm-hmm. or Discovery Day candidates. You know, how did you hear about us? And then all of a sudden they'll spit out all these different things that they heard or got, whether it was consumer or franchise development marketing, that we otherwise wouldn't have known about, because it wasn't something, you know, it was something a little bit more vague and kind of falling into that awareness category.
Yeah, it's something they'll tell you in a conversation, but that answer may not have been on a big spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly you can do, you know, some level of tracking on awareness, particularly in the digital space where you can look at impressions and that sort of stuff. But that's also, you know, it's still hard to offer the same or get the same level of clarity with that as you can with more conversion metrics.
Let's talk a little bit about the responsibilities in marketing when it comes to the franchisor or the parent company versus what's happening at the franchisee level. Where do you see that relationship, and where do you see that mix of responsibilities?
That's a great question, because I definitely think it's a team effort between, you know, the franchisor, the brand level, and the franchisee level. And I think it's really important that the franchisor is emphasizing clearly from the start that it is a team effort, and that there's a certain value that will happen at the brand level, but that it also is going to take some action from the franchisee in order to have an effective marketing program. And so I think setting those expectations from the start before any contracts are signed, you know, making that message clear in the FDD or in sales conversations and marketing collateral and discovery days, all those things kind of showing that this marketing piece is really a partnership. And, you know, the parent company or the brand should really be setting the vision for marketing and communicating the importance of marketing, and really having the practices in place to ensure that franchisees are easily able to do marketing. I think we all know that the harder it is for a franchisee to do something, the less likely it is that it's actually going to happen. So the more that the brand can say, this is exactly how you do it, or even better, here's how we can do it for you, which is a lot of what we try to do with our in-house marketing programs is, you know, we're going to talk about it and we're going to agree on the strategy and we'll take care of it, so that the franchisee at a local level can focus, you know, one, on running their business, but also on doing some of the marketing things that we can't do because we're not physically in their market. So really getting out there and being the face of their business and networking and building relationships in their communities. And, you know, people like to do business with people versus with just a, you know, a basic generic brand. So the more we can be pushing them and putting their focus on getting out there and doing that, and the more that we can take on at a brand level or a corporate level to make some of these other marketing programs just seamlessly executed on their behalf, then the better marketing programs that they're going to have.
I like the way you put that, that I'd rather see the franchisees out talking to customers, being a part of the community, going to those local business leader meetings or wherever they're going to grow their business locally, and not spending time on things like marketing strategy and advertising on social media and pay-per-click and all of that kind of stuff that could actually be done probably much more efficiently by somebody at the brand level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the one other thing that I think is important, and, you know, I love going through the brand development process, and I've had some great opportunities to do that with Buzz Franchise Brands. But I think the more that you can develop an incredible brand that franchisees are excited about, you know, when they're really excited about the creative that you're putting out there, or your logo or your taglines or whatever it is, the message behind your brand, the more they're going to want to go out and spread that message, and the more excited that they get about doing the marketing because they're proud of it, you know, yeah, because it's their brand too. So I think that's one thing not to be overlooked as well.
Yeah, you're setting them up to succeed rather than giving them just some mandate that if they don't own it, they're really not going to be part of that program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you've got several brands now at Buzz Franchise Brands. Tell us a little bit about what that's like marketing multiple brands together under one roof. And do you have any advice for people who are taking on more than one brand at a time as far as a marketing department?
Yeah, I think definitely making sure that you're well resourced to be able to offer great support to franchisees. You can't take on multiple brands with and expect to be able to do that well with the same resources you would have if you were just doing one brand. So I think that's important. I also think you have to remember that there's no one size fits all. So there's certainly some lessons that can be learned that may cross brands and that can be really helpful in saying, okay, you know, in this brand, we learned this, that really applies to this brand as well. So let's learn from that and really get the benefits from that. But you really want to be using data to drive the decisions, because you may find out that one thing works incredibly well under one brand or with one brand that isn't as effective with another brand. So you just want to be conscious of making assumptions and instead really be using data to drive that. I think the piece of advice that I would probably give, yeah, would be to start by getting to know your customers, and really not just your customers in general, but your most loyal customers, and have them help to guide your decisions that you make, you know, thinking about where you can find more of them. How are they engaging with your brand? Why did they choose you, and why are they staying with you? And letting that kind of define where you take a particular brand versus assuming that, I assume all my customers really love this campaign that I did because I thought it was really great. You know, and then you find out, oh, well, they interpreted it totally differently than I intended to. So definitely keeping that communication open, no matter how many brands that you have.
That's great. Anything new happening at Buzz, or any new projects or events coming our way soon?
Well, gosh, the biggest excitement over here has been bringing British Swim School into the family. So yeah, we just couldn't be more excited about that. It's such an incredible brand with such a great mission. And it ties into some of the, we've already been in sort of the water safety interest space with the work that we do with Pool Scouts. But I think a mission of survival of the littlest and really teaching important water safety and survival skills and swimming skills to little kids, you really can't really get a much better mission to work for than that.
Yeah. And it's a nice growing area too, in franchising and in the business world in this country as well. So I think that's going to be some exciting growth and a lot of fun stuff that you guys are going to be doing there. So very cool. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today. But first, Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Angela Pauls of Buzz Franchise Brands, please give us a couple of places where we can connect with you. And if people have some questions or they'd like to get a little bit more advice, where can we find you?
Well, probably the best way to find me is going to be through LinkedIn. If you can find me, you can message me there, ask any questions that you have. I'll also be at the Franchise Leadership Marketing Conference coming up next month. So happy to see anybody there. Stop by and say hi. And then you can get to know more about Buzz Franchise Brands at our website, which is buzzfranchisebrands.com. We have a great blog there. You can learn about any of our brands there. And you can also follow us on Facebook or LinkedIn for Buzz Franchise Brands as well.
Very cool. We'll have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com and on our Facebook page as well, so people can connect. And we will see you next month in Atlanta. That's terrific.
Great. Looking forward to it.
All right, Angela, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. We'll see you soon. And thanks for a great conversation on marketing.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, everybody, and good night.